The Right Stand with Anand Narasimhan.
Hello and welcome to this Right Stand podcast. I'm Anand Narasimhan. This Monday evening, the story is about the daughters of this country. Be it Sister Lucy or the demand for justice for Disha, we as India need to look at ourselves and think, are daughters really safe in our country? Are we really working towards actualizing the vision, the ideals of Mahatma Gandhi and also our founding fathers? Sister Lucy has made some very, very startling and strong allegations against the Kerala convent. The practices that are happening in the church are a cause for concern. Sadly, no political voice has expressed a strong opinion or taken the right stand of standing beside Sister Lucy and many others who have made these allegations but see themselves ostracized and punished for speaking up. This, ladies and gentlemen, reflects the story of the daughters of our country. Nirbhaya was in December 2012. All of India came out to the streets just like they are doing 7 years later in December 2019 for Disha. If it was Delhi then, it is Hyderabad now. What has changed in between? Despite stringent law, despite the Justice Verma Commission, despite outrage, the first to be restricted, the first to be caged, the first to be pulled up and commented upon are again the daughters of this country. Who are the perpetrators? The sons of this country. Who's being punished for it? The daughters of this country. Who are the ones who are abusing, misusing the freedom given to them? The sons of this country. Whose freedom is being restricted? Whose rights are being curtailed? The daughters of this country. Why should the daughters of this country be punished and have to pay for the actions of the sons of this country? This is a question that we need to fundamentally ask ourselves. We also are to blame as society because there are 51 elected representatives who have ongoing crimes against women cases against them. 3 of them are MPs, 48 of them are MLAs. We voted for such people. We believed that those who commit crimes against women are innocent until proven guilty. Well, that's the law. But should somebody who's been convicted by the lower courts have to wait for the upper courts to decide for at least a decade? Should the family of someone who was subjected to rape, someone who was brutalized, have to wait for more than a decade for justice? Well, the average duration for the completion of an appeal in the Honorable Supreme Court, ladies and gentlemen, is at least 13 years. Didn't the nation together decide via its parliament that for those who commit an act as heinous and as barbaric as they did with Nirbhaya, the punishment will be the maximum punishment accorded by the laws of this country, that is capital punishment, that is death? Tell me one rapist who has been hung despite being convicted since then. Not a single one. The unfortunate incident of Nirbhaya happened in December 2012. Now let me take you back a few months before that. In February 2012, a young girl, Kiran Negi, 19 years old, was brutalized. She was gang raped, her private parts branded, her eyes gouged out, acid poured on her face. This happened in February 2012. Three brutes were caught. It was an open and shut case. The lower courts, the fast-track courts, took 2 years. 2 years to come to a conclusion. They did so in 2014. The High Court upheld the lower court's decision in 2014. And guess what Mr. Kumar Negi, father of this girl, tells me on Friday evening? Yes, on the 29th of November 2019, that his case is still pending in the Honorable Supreme Court. There has not even been a single hearing on that matter. He also goes on to tell me that he doesn't even know who his Sarkari Vakil is, the government-appointed lawyer is. Mr. Negi comes from very, very humble beginnings. He doesn't have the pull, the wherewithal, the money power to fight this battle in the courts. But is our system fighting for him? Or has it let him down? They committed the act in February 2012, and those brutes, despite being sentenced to death, still live behind bars, yes. But have they been punished? Or is it the family of the victim being punished? Because there is no closure for them. How is this system right? So from our society to the system, that is the police, the judiciary, and how it works, to our netas, there is a lot of lip service, there is a lot of feeling, there is a lot of emotion But there is very little act. There is very little doing. I agree with my fellow colleagues when they say, it's nice to say beti bachao, but it is also important to say beto ko bhi sikhao. It is time we started caging the brutes, those who are responsible for these actions and for our streets to be rendered unsafe, rather than cage those who have the right to be free. Those, as the vision of the Mahatma, in the true sense of freedom, should be able to walk fearless down a dark street in the dead of the night all alone. Can we promise our daughters an India that is safe, an India that is secure? Join me tonight and take the right stand.
The Right Stand with Anand Narasimhan.